Hi, this is Alex. You might know my mom, Heather, from Shine.fm. This is the Shine.fm Momcast. Here's my mom.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Momcast today. Hi, I'm Heather. I'm talking to Laura Lowen.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners. I know you're a mom, but I know that you recently moved back to Michigan. And so tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Laura, and no shame in my game, I'm 33 years old, and I have three kiddos, Landon, Charlotte, and Aiden, and they are 9, 7, and 5. I always have to think about how old they are now, like forever. I'm married to a pastor. And he's amazing. He's my best friend. We met on a mission trip to South Africa when we were so young. I think we were 21 or something. No, we were even younger than that. We were like 19. Anyways, yeah, so I live here in Michigan and just moved back to be with family. I run a business outside of my home and trying to just strike a balance, you know, between being a mom and doing the business and all the things.
So you, just to let everybody know, you are an independent consultant with Young Living Oils, right?
Yep, that's right.
Right, so that is part of what, but I, you know, what I have been amazed by with watching, and you and I don't know each other personally, but I have been following you on Instagram probably for a couple of years now. I found it interesting that you were from Michigan. I'm from Michigan, so I thought it was interesting. And but some of the things that you do, I find that I struggle with what to post as a mom and what not to post. And I know that for some of the stuff that you do, you are doing it for your business. So that's, but I don't find that all of your social media is that way. So when you think about social media in your life, what are some of the, because I mean, to me, it seems to me like you have a goal in mind and you have very clear thoughts and a path of what you want your social media presence to be. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, when I think about kind of what I want to put out there, I really want to be encouraging and I want to be a light to people. As a Christian, you know, I want everything to point back to Jesus and hopefully represent him well. But I want the average woman, just like me, to know that she is not alone in whatever she's facing. So I think, you know, we can just believe the lie so often that no one else is experiencing this and no one else knows how it feels, is going through this, or, you know, I'm kind of nuts for thinking this way or whatever it is. And so I just really love to share kind of the nitty gritty, and I feel like things that are even really vulnerable for me to share, because I'm just hoping that someone will just know that they're not alone and hopefully feel like maybe they have a friend that day.
Mm-hmm. How do you find the balance? Because like I said, I feel like you do, and even in the last couple of days, you did a very transparent post about kind of where you're at with God. I just saw that in the last couple of days on Instagram. But you also post some stuff. You guys took a trip as a family to a little theme park over the weekend, and you posted some stuff on Instagram. And then I know, you know, early or late last week, you also posted some stuff about your business. How do you find that balance? Like, what is your goal when it comes to what you post? And especially when it comes to your stuff as a mom, and how do you balance that with your business and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, I like to think about it the way that I look at my life and the way that I want to, I guess, be perceived, which is I'm a mom, but I'm not just a mom, you know, and I think that's just so important to who I am that, you know, I have interests and abilities just like I believe every other mom does. You know, we all have passions and we were actual people before we were moms, and we still are. And so for me, it doesn't feel authentic to talk about my kids 24/7 because although I love them dearly and, you know, they're my world, they're not the only part of my world. So then I, you know, I think about that. And so there might be something cute that happens with my kids, but I don't want to bombard all of Instagram with every single thing that my kids say, because I know that's not the account that I want to follow. So I think a part of it too is thinking about like, what are the accounts that I resonate with, or what do I feel like is missing in the Instagram space? And then I try to, you know, bring that and add that to it.
Now, are you on any other platforms? And if so, because I think I found you on Facebook as well, although I haven't seen much posting there recently. What do you think about other platforms? Why did you decide to use, I mean, because Instagram, you are very active on Instagram. Where are you at with other social media platforms?
Yeah, I'm really mainly just on Instagram. Facebook I use just more for my in real life friends and my family members. But yeah, Instagram is pretty much it. I feel like it's just such a powerful tool right now. I mean, I think that could definitely change. So maybe ask me in 5 years if I'm still doing it or whatever. We'll see. But yeah, I think Instagram is just a really smart choice right now, as far as if you're kind of, especially if you're trying to incorporate any type of a business with what you're doing. And, but I think it's also just a good place this year to kind of find like your mom tribe and, you know, a little bit of a community there too.
Now, you have also done, and I think I just saw something recently, too, on your Instagram page about this, where you're kind of doing some contests as well. I'm assuming that some of that comes with a certain number of followers and the amount of insights that you're seeing and people following you. How does some of those things come about with Instagram?
Yeah, so you can run contests with other people, or you can do your own. So there's different people who they organize it all. They kind of have, you know, whatever it is that you're winning. Maybe it's a gift card or something, and then you can kind of buy into it. And then, you know, there's one person who wins, or you can host your own. So I've done both, and it's kind of a mixed bag, but I do love running my own, because then I know that whoever wins is going to be someone who follows me. And when I see that, you know, their name pops up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I know her, you know, or she's been commenting. And so that's fun.
What kind of recommendations would you give to moms if they want to be a little bit more Instagram or social media savvy, in the sense, especially like, because clearly you have a personal account on Facebook, but you're using Instagram as kind of a mission with your business and with, like what you said, trying to put something out there that will encourage moms and encourage women. What kind of tips can you give moms if they'd like to start to use social media in that way, kind of as a ministry and possibly too for their business?
Yeah, I think just really equipping yourself with some free Instagram training is a really good place to start. A few people who are doing really good at this or have put out content in the past, there's a girl called Hillary Rushford. So she had a free Instagram training. I don't know if it's still available or not, but maybe check out that. And then Jenna Kutcher is another one who's constantly talking about Instagram and improving it and kind of the strategy. And then, I mean, really, Google is powerful. Like, if you just start Googling how to take better Instagram photos, you know, things like that, I think is just huge. I've learned so much just, you know, up on Google at night and trying to figure out how to make it better. As far as actual content, what I tell the girls who do the business with me that I kind of, you know, that I have the privilege of leading, and when they ask me, okay, you know, where do I start? What do? I tell them mainly to just be vulnerable and to share things. And I think so many of us think that our lives are so boring, and we think, who the heck wants to know that I'm going to the grocery store, that I'm doing this, that I'm working out, I'm listening to this song? You know, we think our lives are just really dull. But I think really we're all so nosy as people. We all want to know what other people are doing. And so it's like a little reality show, you know, when you're like watching Instagram and especially stories. So I feel like the more honest we can get while still having healthy boundaries, and I think that's probably key, then it lets people in to see who we really are.
Have you struggled at all with I can't think of another term other than this. So sorry, but haters. And if you have, like, how have you handled that with people who negatively comment on stuff that you put out on social media?
Yeah, there's definitely been a few. I would say 99.9% of people have been lovely and awesome and just so good. And I think what's hard is, let's say, you know, I put out a post on Instagram and I'm spilling my heart for the whole world to see, which is pretty typical of me. I think sometimes people take the one thing that I didn't say, you know, if there feels like it's a hole missing, or, you know, we're living in 2018 where everything has to be politically correct. Everything has to be, you know, don't step on anyone's toes type deal. And so if I leave anything out, usually someone will comment and they'll say, well, I just had a problem because you said this, and the implication being you didn't say that, and you didn't comment on that other thing. And I just feel like, you know, it's just, I would be writing books and books on Instagram all the time, which no one would want to be a part of. So sometimes I will comment back, and I usually just try to be super gracious. I try to think literally, how do I feel like Jesus would respond to this person in love? And then sometimes I won't comment back, which is hard for me just because, again, being really vulnerable, I hate the thought of someone thinking something false about me, or someone being like, I don't like that Laura girl anymore because of her post. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, and I think what is, I mean, because I use social media primarily for personal stuff, even in my Instagram, but I run our social media pages for Shine.fm, and and I'm on the air with Shine.fm, and I struggle with the same thing. We know that our listeners don't want to, they don't come to us as Christian radio people for our political views. They don't come to us for news. They come to us for encouragement, which is kind of exactly probably a lot of the reason why people follow you, is they know that they're going to get a positivity, they're going to get a real life view and some authenticity, which is what they look for us. There are times, though, when we choose not to post things, not necessarily political or cultural, but there's times when we choose not to post things because we have a feeling there will be a backlash. I mean, do you feel like there are times when you have to edit yourself a little bit, or do you not? And you're like, I'm going to put this out there, and it is what it is. I think that, for me personally, that's a hard balance because I care way, way, way too much about what people think about me, and I do feel like God is working on that with me, even as a person who talks on the radio every day. But, like, do you find ever that you edit yourself, that you're like, you know what, I'm not going to say that, and you kind of, like, dial it back, or have you ever caught yourself?
Yeah, oh, definitely. And I have been the person who has been stuck with my foot in my mouth more times than I can even tell you, because I'm such just a lay it out all on the table, blunt kind of person. I think as the Lord's worked on me over the years, He's helped me to really refine that, and I'm hoping every day I'm showing people more love and grace than just smacking people around with the truth, you know? But yeah, I think it is hard sometimes to edit yourself. You know, there's obviously many conversations that my husband and I have, or I'll have with my friends, that I just don't feel like is worth getting into on social media, because the fact of the matter is most people that follow me, they don't know me. They might think they know me, but they don't really know my heart and know my intentions. And so I feel like in areas where I really question, is this going to be helpful? Is this going to be beneficial? I just go ahead and wait on it. The Laura of 8-10 years ago would just have posted anything and everything that came to mind. And now I just feel like there's just real wisdom in having restraint in, you know, what you actually post.
I sometimes think if we'd have had social media when I was in high school, I don't know that I would have ever gotten a job. I mean, seriously, like, because I was that person. I was just like, I mean, like you were just saying, but it was probably more like, you know, 10 years ago for me, and I'm 45, so I was about your age. But yeah, I mean, I think there's times when that's the thing that bothers me most about social media is that people don't edit themselves, and then I end up just stopping following people because I'm not going to social media for those things. Like, I'm going for the encouragement, and that's even what we find with many, especially on Instagram. People on Instagram for us as a radio station want encouragement, and they want funny.
Right.
And I think a lot of people on Instagram in particular want that, and so we've found that those types of posts that are either encouraging with scripture or, you know, something that is talking about your life and how God's moving or something funny is what works for us. But I think it's a hard balance because, like you said, Facebook and Instagram are pretty different in, I think, what people are looking for. And so, yeah. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with social media too much, but you do talk in your Instagram account about your husband a lot. And that you guys really at least from the perception that you put out on social media, have a really great relationship and a really great marriage. Are there ever times that you post stuff that are hard in your marriage? And how does Jason feel about that? I think it's easy to post happy stuff about our spouses on social media. How do you, and if you don't, that's fine, but do you balance that with, you know, he didn't do the dishes last night like he said he was going to? And I've never seen a post from you about that, so how do you balance that? How do you balance that? What do you guys talk about in your marriage about what you put out on social media?
Yeah. Well, I think Jason knew when he married me that he was marrying a pretty strong-willed woman who was going to kind of say what she wanted. So bless him for that, first of all. But yeah, I would say really I try to keep things super duper respectful to Jason. He has shortcomings. Don't get me wrong. Like we all do, right? We all say things we regret. We all do things that we're like, man, that was really unkind or really stupid of me, you know? So we are certainly not perfect, but, I would say, you know, if I am sharing something that is kind of like in line with what you were just talking about, it's more like what I did or what I didn't do. And the reason why is because I think that especially now, even Christian women, we are just bashing our husbands way too much. We are not respecting them. And when the core thing that they want is respect, just like how we want love, I just feel like, you know, we're not doing our marriage any favors. We're not serving God when we do that. But I will say I do try to share some things that are hard, but only when we've processed through it first. Kind of if I'm in my right mind and I feel like I'm really operating in the best way possible, I'm like, okay, did I go to the Lord about this first? And then did I talk to Jason about it? And if it's unresolved at all, it will not go on social media because I think that's just so inappropriate for me to, you know, share intimate details of our marriage when it's not even worked out between the two of us. But I do think it is important because, you know, kind of my whole thing is being real and honest. And so for me to have a feed that's all everything sunshine and rainbows and, you know, the Lowens have a perfect marriage and we have perfect kids, like those are all lies. I would never want people to think that. But we do have a good marriage, and that's, you know, because of the grace of God and because we've worked so hard on it. So I want people to see that a good, healthy, loving marriage is possible.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate you taking time today. I think this has been really helpful, and I know for me, who feels a bit like I'm not much of a social media guru, although I run our social media pages for us here at Shine, I think it's really helpful to, I think one thing that I get from what we've just talked about is that you really have to be intentional about what you post on social media, and I think that that is the struggle that many of us have with social media, is that we see a lot of people not being intentional about it. So, like, I was thinking when you were talking about your relationship with Jason and what you don't put out there. Like, we have a rule in my house that I can't talk about anything that happens with my kids unless I get their permission. Because there were times when one of my boys, I have a 15-year-old girl and then a 13-year-old boy and a 12-year-old boy, my 13-year-old wouldn't talk to me about stuff. And finally I was like, what is going on? Like, why won't you tell me what's going on with this situation at school? And he's like, because I'm afraid you're going to talk about it on the radio. And I was like, oh. And so I wondered, too, at some point with your kids, although at this point they probably don't maybe fully understand social media, but, like, with teenagers in the house, I can't just post anything I want either on social media of them. Like, they're like, no, don't you dare post that. No, you can't take that picture. And no, you know. And so we kind of have that rule here where I don't necessarily talk about my kids or our marriage, per se, without, like you said, processing through it. I don't talk about my marriage a ton unless it's if the Lord reminds me of something, like to encourage my husband or to pray for him or that kind of thing. Because I do think, like you said, there's enough bashing out there. I think the balance that I want, and that's the hard thing about social media, is people, like you said, don't really know you, and they don't really know me on social media, or even if they listen to me on the radio, because there's probably things going on in our house, in our homes, and in our marriages that we would never share unless you're friends with us, because that's just not. And so I think that's the thing that I struggle with, is when I do look at people's social media accounts and it does look like it's perfect, I have to remind myself that it might look perfect on my social media posts too, but it's not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you said, there's all those shortcomings and everything. So, yeah, I think this has been a really great discussion, and I appreciate you spending time with us. And you can follow Laura on Instagram and learn more about her there. We'll have that link in the podcast information. So thanks, Laura.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.